lasted longer than I'd planned. Caught a ride to home, or at least that's what I thought. But they dropped me off at the edge of town, so I had to walk over 7 miles on that dark, lonely night alone. I tried to hitch a ride as I walked my way toward home, but no one would stop if you had came my way. 11:30, I opened the door as I finally made it home. My father's irate for getting home so late and gave a beating to atone. But why did you hit me so lonely, so hard? I had no way to call and no way to catch a ride. I walked along 7 miles along a dark and barren road. So what did I do to deserve to be beaten black and blue? Well, he stood 6'2", weighing 250 pounds, with solid muscle all around, against a boy who barely weighed a paltry 150 pounds. Backhanded slaps to my face and head over and over again. My glasses broke as he stood and hit me once again. But why did you hit me so long and so hard? I had no way to call and no way to catch a ride. I walked along 7 miles along. I got up off the floor. He never said a thing, not a single apologetic word. He just turned away and walked off and closed his bedroom door. And yet I'm leaving in the morning and I won't be back no more. But why did you hear me so long and so hard? I had no way to call and no way to catch a ride. I walked along 7 miles along a dark and barren road. So what did I do to deserve to be beaten black and blue? The next morning early, I left without a word and nothing to say, so hurt and afraid and no idea where to go. In my head I asked why, but no answers to calm my fears. Slipped on the ground that night, the anger hid my tears. But why did you hit me?